NASCAR on North Sound 1380 ESPN Radio is brought to you in part by Action Auto Parts and Machine Shop, serving race fans since 1963.
Hello, this is Dennis Bounds from King 5 News. I met Dave Pyland through Steve Mortland a number of years ago when Dave was still doing the races at Evergreen Speedway, and I helped out with some of the pit reporting. And first time I met Dave, very impressed. First time he opened his mouth, that big booming voice just projected out there. And being a person in broadcasting for a number of years, I was quite envious, wishing my voice was as deep as his. I didn't know Dave very well, but I know a lot of people who knew him well and have been very touched by their sincerity and their deep regret at his passing. But I also was very impressed by the number of people that Dave in his lifetime has touched. I think anyone who's in a business such as broadcasting or in a high-profile position, we don't always realize how many people's lives we touch, and he touched so, so many. And in his final days, I followed his journey and the journey of his family through the Caring Bridge blog, and I was impressed by the number of people who wrote letters of encouragement to him and to his family, and this just great circle of friends that he had, that people he knew very well and people that perhaps that he had never met. My last thoughts about Dave, I'd like to keep it very positive. I know that now that he's in heaven, he's probably standing at the pearly gates with St. Peter, and in his booming, authoritative voice is announcing all of the new arrivals. And I'm sure that there's someone who comes up, one of the new arrivals to heaven will go, "My goodness, that sounds like God." And St. Peter will say, "No, it isn't, but it's the voice God wish he had."
All right, Everett, let's play hockey!
And welcome back to North Sound Racing. Tried to get John on, John Carlson, but we just couldn't connect. So we will have John on next Thursday night show. We'll be back on at our regular time of 9 o'clock to 11, courtesy of Action Auto Parts. Thanks to Action Auto Parts, and also thanks to Sam Blasters. Thanks to Alan Howard at ADH Consulting for our website. Let's see what we're going to do, since we're all just beat. We want to thank, first of all, the mountain of people that have been with us tonight. First of all, the people who are kind enough to take short bits out of their valuable time and allow me to kind of capture their thoughts on tape. And Gordy Severson, who just every time I would ever run into Gordy, he'd stop by the store. And instead of telling me what he wanted, telling me, you know, what it was he needed for whatever weird thing he was working on, the first thing out of his mouth always was, "How's Super Dave doing?" And when I called up Gordy, I can't remember if it was today or yesterday, and I had to break the news that we lost Super Dave last Friday night, he kind of had to sit down and just take a bit of a rest. And also to Danny Strimple, the owner of North Fork Photo. You can see a lot of Danny and Karen's work on Racing West. And flip open a magazine, and if there's coverage about a late model race on the West Coast, chances are Danny and Karen have taken pictures of it, and those are the ones you're looking at. They really do quality work. Paul Bartholomew, who has been a friend of this show since day one, is in Dover, Delaware, I believe. And Paul just hits it out of the park every time he comes on. The one gentleman who did not give his name out, and I was kind of sorry he did, but that was Dave Sheldon. And Dave was one of the two guys that worked on the broadcast crew for the Everett Silvertips, along with Keith Gearhart. Mm-hmm. Dave is up with the Chilliwack Bruins now, and Dave's having a blast of a time, so he gets to stick close to home as he lives up in Canada. Also, you just heard Dennis Bounds, our good friend, the anchor of King 5 News, who really, you know, I mean, Dennis is Dennis. What more can we say? Brandon Hamilton, who was nice enough to contribute, probably Dave Pyland's biggest fan, yeah. I think, because not only did Brandon get to sit in the stands and listen to Hollywood and Super Dave go at it every weekend for God knows how many years, he was also, I don't think, missed, maybe you could probably cut off a couple of fingers on one hand and still have the amount of games, Everett Silvertips games, that Brandon and his mom have been. So they have been Super Dave fans from the very beginning. Scott Ellsworth, like you mentioned, was very instrumental in getting Dave into the auto racing announcing game, and so we thank Scott for his contribution. Doug Pace, as he introduced himself, former Northwest Tour Director, and was just hammered constantly by Hollywood and Super Dave. That story that he told about how, you know, them yelling at him was broadcast in front of 5,000 people at a Northwest Tour race back in the day when Doug was handling that. And that was just the tip of the iceberg when it came to what those two people did to people like Doug. Tony Stevens, former program director here at North Sound 1380, now has his own firm, Tony Stevens Advertising, and you can get a hold of Tony if you have a business and you need to really ramp up your promotions, your advertising, and Tony can help you with it, and you can get a hold of Tony at TonyStevensAdvertising.com. Also want to thank Gary Lewis, our 2007 ARCA West Q Racing Late Model Challenge Series champion. Also, Aaron Wilson from the Everett Silvertips. John Sleeper, who just, I mean, I cannot say enough about John Sleeper, and I probably shouldn't because we only got until 11 o'clock and we've got some more things to accomplish. Also, John Zaretsky, Tom Sweatman, you'll hear him just in a few minutes here, and Bill Bailey from the Northwest Legends. So thanks to all those people for hanging out. We will have John Carlson on next Thursday, I promise you guys. And so it's been an aggressive time.
Before we take off here in the next hour, I met Dave when I started racing out at Evergreen Speedway when he and Gary were up in the booth and Steve was down doing the pit reporting. And when I got done racing, I had an opportunity to announce out there. And I remember one time when Gary couldn't be there and Dave was going to be there. Dave intimidated me more.
I have that tape, by the way.
Oh, no.
It's one of the videotapes I picked up from out of Evergreen Speedway is the night you and him.
But, you know, he intimidated me more than Hollywood did. Mm-hmm. And I think it was the respect I had in him and what he could do and the respect that everyone gave him. And he's going to be missed by a lot of people.
Yes.
And, you know, we don't know why at 43 they decided to take him. But we know why he lived. And we all were touched by that. And we all heard a lot of it tonight. So, and I want to say one more thing. Steve, what you did, I know you've spent a couple of nights this week working on this. And I know you're in here early tonight getting ready for this. And you did an awesome job.
Thank
and
you
Dave
so
would
much.
Be very proud of you.
I hope so. That was kind of the intent going into the whole project. I mean, I knew we were going to have to do this sometime. And, you know, Dave always did everything right as far as I was concerned. You know, Lisa is just a gorgeous, gorgeous person. You obviously saw, because he was sitting across from you for an hour tonight, the quality of Greg and this TJ and the two daughters. And Dave, he made you work. He made you ramp up your game. And that was kind of my motivation. And one of the other things that he did right is that he passed away on Friday night, so I had a fair amount of time to think about how I wanted to do this. And so thanks, Dave, for an incredible life, and thanks for an incredible friendship. And you're truly going to be missed. And let's see. Oh, there was something else you wanted to talk about, too, but I don't think you can right now.
No, I've got my A game for you.
Yeah.
This is what Dave would want, right?
Yeah, he would.
Okay, let me get my glasses, too.
Oh, you are so unprepared. I can't believe it.
There is still some more racing. I know you're going over to Wenatchee this weekend, but down at Jackson Prairie, they're actually going to have...
I've never seen you with those glasses
on before. How about these black and white?
Holy cow.
Okay.
Put the camera around when we need one.
But anyway, down at Jackson Prairie, they are going to be running, and I got an email today from Jamie and Judy, and it was part of the press release that was sent out last week, but he wanted, if possible, for us to share. And what it says is, after 16 years of holding races here at Jackson Prairie Speedway, Judy and I have decided it's time to retire. We've been talking about retirement from promoting races here for the past few years and have decided that the 2007 season will be our last. We've promised ourselves that when one of us starts to have the thoughts one more year, the other one will correct the course. As many of you are aware, we've had our place up for sale on the real estate market and still do. We've had several lookers, but no takers as of yet. The last couple of years running the track has no longer been fun for us, so it's time to move on to new challenges. It's our desire that racing continues here at Jackson Prairie Speedway, so therefore we are hoping someone or some group will step up step forward and lease the track next year. We will listen to all proposals. We are also talking to some of the folks about other uses for our facility besides racing. Thanks to all the racers, the fans, the sponsors, all the employees, and the families who have supported us through the years, Jamie and Judy.
Very nice. That could be something for you and maybe Zaretsky to partner up on. Galen? turn your mic on. There you go.
You know, Carl and I talked a little bit about this press release before the show, and it worries me just a little bit, you know, when promoters or property owners start not having fun. And we know the politics that goes on at many of the racetracks is it seems to be ramping up year after year after year. People, you know, I don't know if it's taking it more serious, less experience. You know, I don't know what it is, but, you know, we had a gentleman by the name of Fred Brownfield, and he took over the Grays Harbor Raceway, and brought it to new mm-hmm. levels, and it just worries me a little bit about where we're headed in the future. You know, we're obviously a lot of politics at Monroe, and with Mickey, he's been there so many years, and a contract coming up. I don't know, just something that maybe we can touch on a later show.
Sure.
But, you know, just hearing that statement from those at Jackson Prairie concerns me a little bit. It
takes a lot out of you, just like Ron Bennett over there. Yakima.
Oh, yeah.
He's given everything he can to that track and to that group. And like you just said, Galen, Mickey, for so many years, him and his family have been running Evergreen. You got to get tired at some point, or you got to mm-hmm. start losing some of the fun. And then what happens? Who takes those over?
That's what I want to echo. That was the statement I wanted to say is, who's going to be the next Fred Brownfield or Steve Beitler or Mickey Beadle? I mean, that are willing to stick out their neck, put up with all the harsh criticisms. And, you know, most people these days, it seems like they get in for a short while and bail out. And mm-hmm. once you lose a racetrack, you don't get it back.
No.
And
no.
the passion that each one of those that we just mentioned have, and the one that we talk about, and I don't see having an end yet, is Steve Beitler.
Right.
The passion and the love and the money and the stuff that he does to get that track going. But there's lots of tracks, and now we're hearing of one more that's just kind of growing. I mean, they just made that quarter-mile paved track down there. They've got some 600s running down there, another place for them to run. So it's kind of sad to see that all maybe changing.
Well, I've always kind of been envious, I think. And maybe envious isn't the right word. I've always been in awe of people like Mickey Beadle and Steve and all the ones that you mentioned because, you know, you're operating a business where everybody, and I mean everybody, that either buys a ticket to plop a butt in the stands or buys a ticket to drag a race car through the back gate, knows how to run your job way better than you do. But, you know, and I, man, you got to have some thick ass skin to promote one of those things. And I just, you know, my hat's off to all those guys. That takes a lot of stones to be a racetrack promoter. We're going to take a break. I got one more race clip of Dave's I'd like to play. When we come back, we'll visit with Tom Sweatman, the 2007 champion down at South Sound Speedway. They had a whale of a year down there as well. So listen to this. We'll be back after this. This is North Sound Racing presented by Action Auto Parts, and probably won't have a chance to say this to you too because I think I'm about ready to throw you both out of here. Thanks a lot for being here
tonight, man.
It means a lot.
Coming down the white flag and one to go for Matt Murphy. Murphy into one. Havoc still to the outside, getting another run on him as Joe Decker Jr. not letting him have this one with ease. Matt Murphy into turn number three. He'll bring it out at turn number four. The checkered flag for Matt Murphy. And now in second, John Zareski. Here's the battle for third. They're coming off at turn number four. And it's going to go to Roger Havoc. Holy cow, what a run he had as well. What a great super stock race. 11 cars, and one of the best races of the year.